Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Stepping into Mastery, where you will be taken into the dimensions of higher consciousness teachings to tap into your master soul and become one with all that is. So each month, we'll be gathering in with many messages from the masters, and I look forward to the essence of your own presence.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Telepathic Tuesday, June 30th, the last day of the month, of the number 6 month. And this has been a very, very evolving and elevating month for sure, since the energy of this number six. It really came in for me as kind of like a high column of light coming down from the higher realms, pouring down as a strand of light, then creating the circle of the number six, spinning in a Merkaba rotation. And that was the light beings spiraling in a waveform of light essences around the planet to peel away all the dark forces and disruptive energies that had to be pushed off of her magnetic fields. And that's how they showed it to me the very ending of May, of how the number six of the 6 months, where we were going to be receiving a lot of higher consciousness beings and masters of light that would be enveloping and embracing in Gaia's grid systems and her kingdoms to assist in her ascension. And she needs the assistance, so do we, but it's just, we are walking on her floor of her heartbeat, and we're affected by the electromagnetic fields and the heartbeat. And so they gave me that vision of that Merkaba force field of light coming down in the counter rotation in as a number six going around the planet. And it tapped into the higher vibrational body and the crown chakra for that first gateway of the six gateway in June. And then again, it was really activated with the lunar activities. And then, of course, the solstice. So it was really, I guess you'd say, a climbing into a higher state of consciousness and awareness month. And the planets' ley lines and grid lines being, they give me the word electrified out of the dormant energies of those ancient ones and species of dimensions that created a lot of the temples, the structures, the hieroglyphs, the petroglyphs, of the star beings and star elders. And these star crystal seeds and star crystal beings is what I'm sensing is arriving into our aura fields, onto the kingdoms, onto the elements. And so many of us are feeling these really, really different energies. Myself, I've been getting nights of really, really deep, deep sleep, because halfway through the day, I'm just exhausted. Like my body, physical body, is exhausted. And so I'm tired in the afternoon. I'm getting headaches, you know, for a little bit, and then it's gone. And nausea will come in if I'm in a room or a lineup somewhere where they're too close to other people. So I'm really, really sensitive to other people's energetic fields. So I get that nausea. And this is because we're breathing in and adapting to these higher vibrations of consciousness within our mind. And our chakras are starting to spin out the lowering vibrations more. And the body is actually starting to reject and also release more. And you have to be very on top of your thought forms. You really have to stay out of the fear-based social media thought forms and all sorts of energies that you would be sensitive to. You have to be really, really quick on the draw with any time that you have any of that energy coming in. Go right into the stillness, right into the alignment of that inner heartbeat of your higher master soul, and just shift the mindset and shift your breathing pattern and get really, really anchored. And also, I'm finding detoxing seems to be called. I've been getting masters, when I wake up in the morning, what is it that you would have me do today? Ionic cleanse or salt bath, more water. This past week, they've asked me to get the chlorophyll and put that in the water. So they're heightening up of the cellular body, the blood system, for detoxing so that I can house more of these crystal light frequencies that we're breathing in, and the chakras are shifting these other systems or grid systems in our body. And so you really have to stay on top of what's going on in this next few months and really get out of the thought forms that we've had for so many years of thinking that something's not right, in the wave of when a higher energy comes in. Instead of going into the fear or worrying if this is this discomfort is something that's attached to me or coming from another hidden self in me, that's where our thought forms have been going, because we have been transmuting for quite a few years when the other energies come in. But they gave me the other day that just to always be in the receiving and anchoring in of the higher frequencies when they're arriving, and not resisting by thinking, you know, this symptom that I'm getting of maybe a racing heart or high blood pressure or uneasiness inside of me, thinking that it's a negative or a dark force from other people's energies or what's going around on the planet. Instead, they're saying to start speaking to the consciousness of my body and mind, and just going in phase with the higher energy. If there's discomfort on my head, it's too heavy, or too quickening of the heart rate, then just be in awareness. There's an adjustment that has to take place. I'm going to go into alignment through stillness and get deeply grounded with my feet, and so that I can increase the stillness around me. And then I radiate the light from within around me, around the body. And I just connect for that moment. Heal my body, heal my mind, and bring a harmonic vibration that is gentle on my body, gentle on my brain, so that I may connect to this higher frequency and tune the vibration of its intelligence to flow through me now. And just sit still with that. And then I'll just feel the peace coming in and I'll breathe that in. So this is kind of what the masters were giving me to start working with on a daily or hourly basis when these higher frequencies are coming in, so that we can make sure that if there is some discomfort coming to the heart or to the mind, we just have to align to the stillness and ask our own higher soul, our own higher source of masters, that turn it down. It's too strong. I have an uneasiness in my heart. Bring me in the peacefulness and pull off any interruptive frequencies if they've come in with these higher light frequencies. So we're getting into a state of connecting and communicating to get the communication more one-on-one and to release anything that is of discomfort, to just be asking the higher master to correct it. Instead of thinking and going, and where is this coming from? How did it get here? It's time to start working, thinking, defeating the thought forms to the directness of your higher masters that are around you. And these unseen and unknown energies are arriving on the planet, it's giving us more often these unsettled feelings of being lost, disorientated, and sometimes a bit of sadness comes in. These are the symptoms of this ascension that's coming in. And so you really, really want to be tapping into your inner child so that she or he is not feeling alone with all of these higher energies and feeling that you're disconnecting to that child while you're off moving into your higher consciousness and moving into your higher connected fields to your master soul. You know, that little child in you is going to feel abandoned or lost again. And so you need to speak to your inner child. You need to speak to your body when there's a high frequency or tightness on the head or in the heart, by connecting to these masters to have them come in and connect to the energetic fields and clear them, align them, and align them into your own vibration. So when you start integrating, which most of us are doing so rapidly now and all of the time, when you start getting connected into these higher energies, you're going to be receiving more. So it's kind of like climbing up a staircase and you're getting so far and you're tired. So you take a break and you take a few breaths and you readjust your body, you readjust your breathing pattern. And you say, oh, okay, I've got to calm down. I just got to take a break. And you get your breathing pattern. It's the same way. So as your inner mind of your inner consciousness is incepting the higher light beings and the higher dimensions of consciousness, you need to integrate it gently. Take it easy so that you can move into these higher patterns of intelligences and start really, really integrating the messages. This is how the telepathy is going to be more rapidly moving through the quantum fields around you, and you won't be in your intuitiveness anymore. You will be telepathic. And the Emayetu Kobayachi, Ichiryu Warana. I guess what I'm trying to also say is that it's just a reactive response by the body, by the brain, that when the higher energy arrives, your body automatically goes into resistance or restricting of your muscles because you don't know what it is. So it's immediate reaction. And so sometimes you can get a tingling on the top of your head where there's energy coming in. You may get a ringing in your ears where something's coming in. And if you start getting a headache or pain, it's that you're going in resistance and you're jarring that energy. And so that's when I'm saying about immediately connecting with your higher master to get the correction of the discomfort. Like it just happens. We just all of a sudden something comes in and, you know, I get a little bit anxious about something. It's like, oh, somebody's excited here. What's that all about? I'm looking at it on a positive level. Not that, oh, somebody's, you know, got me on their radar or something's going on here. I'm getting away from that. And that's what I want everybody else to do. And if this is a frequency that is for me to receive, I receive. If this is an interruptive frequency, leave now. That's all you need to say. And you're giving that direction to your masters that are around you, and they'll do the correction. Just be in the breathing in stillness when you're giving them that direction. I had somebody ask me the other day about the stillness, and that they thought that the stillness was inside of them, not above them and around them, where I say breathe in the stillness. And so I just wanted to mention, as I had mentioned to that person, the stillness only comes from within when you are in stillness, because your mind is not in stillness too often. And you cannot tap into the higher vibrations of your master soul and its telepathic equations that it wants to communicate with you if you're not in stillness. The mind is always active. It's never in stillness. It's always resisting and questioning and carrying on with all thoughts and memories and chattering away with the ego. And it creates the resistance for the energy. It can't come through of the higher master. So the idea here is to get the mind in stillness by breathing and by listening. When you're shifting your mind into listening and shifting the body into stillness by breathing, then you're allowing the alignment of these higher vibrations to flow through both the mind and body. This is how you're going to remove the thought forms of the busy mind, repeating conversations or chatting about where you have to go, what you have to do, through the breathing in of the stillness. and just visualize sometimes. I like to visualize as I'm breathing in and out of this high, high frequency of stillness, kind of like a waveform of a strand. It's just wavering back and forth. And I get in alignment with that wavering ribbon or strand of light above my head of a higher consciousness. I just visualize this strand of light coming down on top of my head. And I breathe it in and I breathe out. Just gently breathing in and out to the waveform. And it begins calming the mind, begins tuning your body into the stillness vibration. And it begins accepting that stillness and its vibration. And when you practice this, tapping into the stillness, you'll be able to go outside and you'll hear the stillness in the trees and the leaves. You'll hear the wings of the bird. That's when you know you've really tapped into a higher pitched frequency of the stillness. And that's when you're moving into mastery. And you're actually feeling the energetic field around you. And somebody walking by talking, or some dog barking in the neighborhood around you, you won't hear that. It'll be as if it's in the way, way distance. And because you've mastered your mind to go into listening to the stillness also. So that's why I'm saying the energy around you, the air around you, creates a matrix field of stillness, of light intelligences. And it's just waiting for you to connect to it. And you can connect to it so easily by breathing it in to your mind. Breathing it in to your heart. In inside of those stillness vibrations is the strands of your light consciousness, of your spirit guides, of your masters, of your teachers. And their essence is of light energy. And we know that light is intelligence. And we know that energy is a consciousness. And so that's what we're breathing in. And that's what we're listening to, instead of listening to one another's thoughts. We're listening to the replay of the record from many other thought forms. And that's how they wanted to talk tonight, about tapping into your own master soul being, and to communicate that master soul and its essence through stillness into your inner child, and to step into the inner knowing of who that is. It's you. But do you know who you are? Do you know what your master frequency is? Because the mind has been keeping you busy with other thought forms. When you go into that stillness, like I've been teaching, and you tap onto that energy as it arrives on top of your head, and you're saying, show me a sign that you are here with me now. Master energy, pour into my body more, so that I can feel that I am connected to you within my heart. And you breathe in deeper, and that's your confirmation to that master essence of intelligence. It's your acknowledging here with me now. And so we want to just let our body and mind become bathed of the stillness more throughout the balance of this year, each month, and each gateway as things start raising up and getting stronger in consciousness. We want to embrace this light essence that you can't see that is around you in all of Gaia's elements and kingdoms, and above your head and around your hands. Touch it. Tap into it more. And let the mind start visualizing what's in the stillness. Is it spheres of light beings that are just waiting to heal my body or waiting for me to ask to heal my mind, release the negative energies in my aura fields, whatever that you're looking for, start to utilize in these aspects and virtues of these higher intelligences that's just sitting in your fields. You just have to breathe in the light energies and stay in the stillness. And then you ask for the masters, pour more. I need to know that you're with me right now. Pour more energies on me. And bring me the abundance. Place me on the path that you would have me now. This is how you want to work with these high frequencies that are coming in. Utilize them for your journey now at hand is evolving more rapidly than you know. And so instead of thinking on the old wave patterns of, oh, what's this? Oh, the frequency is too high. If something's racing, something's wrong. I'm under attack. What's going on? Instead of doing those patterns, the masters woke me up this morning at 4 a.m. and gave me the word of knowledge that the teachings would be about clearing the mind of the old thinking patterns and moving them into a higher state of going into the stillness and connecting, communicating, and building a stronger field, a stronger wave of working with them. So even before you go to bed at night, it's always a good thing also. As a routine, I'm just thinking of mentioning this now, actually. Even though we're connecting with people, and we know that these vibrations of thought forms and energies and activities that we're doing all day, it does sit in the aura field. It does go there, and it's still there. Even if you went into stillness to tap into a higher frequency, it doesn't mean that you don't clear your aura. You still do. But even when you go, before you go to bed at night, it's good to get into a routine of clearing your mind and body of all of the energies from the day that have settled into your aura, be it attachments or just thought forms, so that you can be a clear channel for your journey state, right? And so, what I would suggest is that you just prior to or laying in bed, just tap into the stillness quickly. And you're just going to say out loud or say within your mind, clear my aura, clear my body, clear my mind of any lingering threads, of any energies, of anyone whom I spoke to, and all energies from anyone that is on me to be released. Now place a crystalline sphere of light intelligences around me while I sleep, so that when I wake up, I'm still connected to my master soul and all of the teachings. So get into this visual energy or visual thought, how do you say that, I get into a knowingness state that you have around you in your aura the essence of the masters with you. You cannot see them, but you feel them, or you sense as a knowingness. And so when you're laying in the stillness, visualize that the stillness in your room is filled with the essence of your master's presence. And so someone would say, oh, you're talking to the ethers, you're talking to the wind. Yeah, I am, but I know who's in there. I know that my master beings are there. And so that's where I just lay there and I'm just talking outward into the ethereal fields, into the quietness in the bedroom. Clear my mind, release any attachments, if there be any on me now. And place a high energy field around me in a high frequency so that I am protected in my journey state, but that I am ready to evolve with you throughout the night time. Blanket me with the crystals of a highest intelligent. And fuel my mind to be in stillness. And you can also ask to retain all the information that and all the journeys that you take. You can ask to bring that back with you also. And so you want to have a sphere of light of protection around you, around your entire bed and around your entire bedroom if you wish. And that's just your own energy field. And the more that you do this, that you start creating the aspect that you're not alone, that there's many strands of intelligences right beside you, you're going to start empowering your aura body. And it's going to be fueled of love, light, and intelligence. Because that's what your master souls, your master beings, your star elders, that's what they're transmitting when you start connecting in stillness. And you will no longer be taking on other energies because you'll be fueling with such a high frequency and you'll be telepathically listening and knowing that these higher beings will just start telepathically transmuting all other energies coming into your sphere or coming into your matrix field of your aura. The best example of this would be for you to not just to say to visualize, but some people can't really visualize a number of light energies or higher stranded beings being around you and for protection, and that you're just connected to such a beautiful light intelligence of love that nothing is going to hang on you or attach to you or interrupt you. Some people can't relate to that because it's very hard to do, first of all, to visualize that. And when you don't have that knowingness state of mind yet, it's kind of hard to get the gist of what I'm trying to say. So I'm just going to ask just quickly for an example. I'm just going to go there just for a split second to get an example on this. When you are intelligently connected within your own sphere of light, of crystalline essences, of your own master soul's intelligences at all times, you will be transmitting love in a powerful force of light intelligences into the mind, into the heart, into the hands, into the feet, and the spherical vibration of holiest of holies, of light, love, and peace becomes you, not just surrounds you. And it is that stillness of that heavenly power of the light essence that you are breathing in becomes you, that you become anointed of your own I am presence of all light, of all protection, of all that is. And all that you are is of love, is of light, is of powers of being, of your own master soul, of love. And you emanate and become oneness onto all others, aura bodies, physical bodies, mental minds, hearts and hands that you fuel and transmit onto all others and onto all other kingdoms and elements. It was noticed by thousands who did swarm upon Mother Teresa and her small body in the crowds was of love, was of light, and was of an empowering heavenly vibration of peace. And the stillness within her mind, within her eyes, was of the mastery of love, light. She would breathe in and then knowing that the heavenly realms of light beings were within her sphere around her body, that she did not become ill, fragmented by thought forms, or distracted of her mind. She poured the light into the darkness around her and healed many. So stay focused on the frequencies that are around you. See if there is any attachments. If you're holding a sadness or emotion or fear-based thought forms, or aches and pains, be still. Become your own state of Mother Teresa and realize that within your mind, you are in need of a clearing. You need to elevate your consciousness and release all the other thoughts and pains that are sitting within your aura fields, and you transmute it into light and love, and so that where it came from is receiving the holiest light and love. And you do this with the kingdoms, with the animals. You do this with the elements. So that your thoughts are always in alignment of your own divinity, of all knowing and being. Viechu ukokora bahadiniechi. Meiechi in shi chiriyachu korabayatrana. All nations and star elders and beings of light in all dimensions of energies will begin arriving to sit with you more and more each day as you become more connected. And the spirals and orbs and strands that are unseen and unknown will begin bathing not just your aura bodies, but also wherever you go onto Gaia's kingdoms and her elements. They will also be bathing this higher consciousness of light. As if you're walking in a big sphere or a big bubble of light, as Mother Teresa was in her bubble of love, light, and healing. We are in oneness when we gather into a higher sphere of light, love, and harmony. And we all become the rings within rings of light upon each other. And this would bring all souls on this planet into a harmonic, synchronized waveforms within their bodies and minds. And all inner childs that we have within us will become elevated. We'll feel the love. We will be set free. We will come to know of this oneness consciousness of love, of light, and of freedom. It all begins with realizing that there's a spiral of light that can move right through you, above you, beyond and beyond, and it can arrive down also as a spiral of light into you. And you are just aligning to the higher being of your soul essence and its master presence. And it's moving within you to come to know you when you call out to it. Show me a sign that you are here with me now. I need to know that your light frequency is within my heart, is within my mind. And the higher spiral of light energy that you are within me elevates my conscious body, conscious mind, and heals my physical body and raises my inner child and its consciousness into the master consciousness, blended of your spiral of light, of all that we are in oneness. Just feel that the feet are getting anchored all of a sudden. As the energy is moving up into a higher state, I'm getting a message coming in, but I'm also getting an activation of connecting the master of this higher spiral being to come into you and step in through the eyes of the master looking through you. Let's just wait on this stillness as the energies are coming in very strong for me right now. And my feet are burning and your feet can be anchored. It's relax your shoulders. These masters' energies are heightening by the hour each day now. And Gaia is elevating her own consciousness of crystallite consciousness fields. And are gathering in momentums around your aura field. And amplifying new energies of highest healing, highest intelligences, of highest adorning of diamond frequencies into all of your aura fields and into all of you who are spiraling into your own states of mastery. And it's happening on the hour. In fact, it's happening right now. This pouring in of these higher master fields of oneness consciousness each day is preparing us for the heightened energies that's going to be pouring in even stronger for the seventh month arriving in just a few days. We'll be stepping into platforms of doorways and portals on the 7-7 gateway. And the reality consciousness is going to really be heightening us in the seventh month. And they show me that the thousands of beings will continue arriving to assist in shifting the consciousness into the greater levels of stillness. And all the light energy fields around you, we're going to be fueling love light and heightened intelligence fields into your aura bodies, into your chakra bodies. We just need to be anchored with our feet. We need to have our spinal columns nice and straight. We need to have our minds listening and adapting to the vibrations of stillness. We need to have the hearts and the hands opened to receiving the projections of light intelligence that will move in waveforms of information, of knowingness into the hearts and into the hands. And how many of you right now are experiencing this already? You're already feeling and integrating and becoming these frequencies from Gaia's kingdoms while you're sitting outside. You're already there. And there's not one or two of you. There's millions that are transforming and becoming enlightened into these consciousness waveforms. All is in divine order, child. And as you gather on all full moons, solstices, and lunar eclipses, begin to feel more of these light beings in strands, in orbs, and in hues, preparing the transformation into a light being. As you are all transfiguring and integrating into this oneness consciousness within the body. Madaya, Mahadaya Shugalo. And I am feeling more of these strands moving around me now, moving into my matrix fields. And it allows the journey state to take place. And Gaia and her kingdoms are adjusting. And they are aligning. And Gaia and her grid lines is balancing all of us through our footprints that she's tapping into. We are transmitters into her through our foot chakras, and she in turn is aligning and balancing us into the oneness state. Take care about it, but for now, in all of this transfiguring and transformation of these higher light energies arriving hourly on the planet, it is for us to be comfortable within our inner child and his heartbeat. And this inner child should come to know our soul being within the body that houses the inner child, and that this inner child is ready to be awakened into the oneness frequency of our soul being of mastery. Blend it. You become oneness of the inner child's soul blended to the master soul. And so I'm going to bring this connection forward now for everyone, so that you can have this understanding tonight of how important it is to move into the waveform of the sphere of stillness around you, as Mother Teresa did, and to know that there's an inner child in you that needs to come to know your master soul of who you are. So let's just call in a master being to give us an activation of looking into the eyes of your master. Breathe in the stillness around you right now. And get your feet anchored as you relax your shoulders even more. Relax your lower spine. We just want to be in that state of receiving the light threads of light energies around us. I'm raising the vibration of stillness even stronger so that you can tap into that cord of light, that strand that's spiraling down gently on top of your crown. Just want to breathe it in to your crown. I am seeing a waveform arriving above the crown. It is a master. It is a teacher. It is an essence that you have seen before. one who has worked with you before in the realms. It is an essence of a light vibration that you are feeling, that you know. It is your light essence of light intelligences, of sparks, of light arriving, infusing now into your inner mind's eye, into your inner mind. And is elevating its intelligence within your inner mind, and is fueling the body with this light essence. In absolute stillness, listen. And receive this essence that you may see the master frequencies of light within you now. I am love. I am energies of warm frequencies of love. I am a column of light pouring onto your crown chakras, around the bodies, and in the bodies, and there is light. Breathe it in. Become this light essence of your light consciousness. These energies of light are of intelligences bathing your inner mind, your inner ears are ringing your own frequency of this master's light. Breathe it in, and breathe it down into your heart, into your lower body, and through your feet and hands. You go body and shudder, though this is your own master's light energy within your heartbeat. Listen to your heartbeat. It is within you now. And breathe in the master's frequency within your inner mind's eyes. Look into the eyes of your master. And see the crystal sparks lighting up your eyes. And these eyes of crystallite essences are your eyes. Your inner mind's eye, blended of a higher master's eyes, and all energies are glistening in waveforms of light within your eyes. Are you able to see the light and feel the love within your heart, knowing, blended into oneness? These sparks of your eyes to your master's eyes house light crystals within your inner child's heartbeat to knowing. They are body and shadow. You are within a body of light of your inner child's eyes to your master's eyes. And the spiral of love is of fire light frequencies within your heart, within your inner mind. The body is receiving. Your heartbeat is expanding this light through all chakras of the body and onto your hands. There is light. There is love. And on to your foot chakras, soles of your feet, there is light, there is love. And you are blending this spiral of light essence of your entire master's consciousness in its eyes are of peace within your eyes, and there is love within your eyes, and there is gentleness of knowing who you are within your inner mind's eyes, within your heart. You are oneness then you are connected. Breathe it in. What he had you in choose you could have been enough. Need to come on the shadow. This master spiral of light essence shimmering in sparks of light through your eyes, through your heart, through your hands, and through your feet. Does create a sphere of a light essence around your entire being. See the shimmering sphere of your light essence, of light intelligence surrounding you, within you, above you, below you, under I am not a body. I live in this body. I am infinite spirals of light in a oneness consciousness thread of all being and all knowing. I am fueling the heartbeat, expanding the mind to come to know. All is of oneness. All is of mastering. A soul light being and back into the human form, into the inner child. Let my footprints of the master soul being may walk on the kingdoms and the elements of this planet once more, and see through the eyes of mastery at any now moment. It is done. You have seen through the eyes of your own master soul of who you are. And we are all spirals of light consciousness. And we are oneness of all intelligences of consciousness, radiating spheres of light around our bodies. To create the flower of light onto one another. An infinite master of the highest infinite realms has arrived now beside me. What is it that you have for these children here? As an infinite master, I am Here, child, I am sealing a crystalline grid of consciousness, of energies, of fluids, of intelligences. I am sealing heartbeats and inner mind's eyes within their inner childs who have become oneness of their diamond light fields that I, as an infinite being, arrive now is directed to seal all spheres of all souls, of light souls, into their oneness spiral being of master energy. It is done. That is sealed in mastery frequencies of infinite all intelligences. I leave. You just give thanks and great gratitude to the essence of these spirals of light, master soul essences of all that you are connected to. And we bring blessings of joy and abundance of love that has arrived in this infinite master who sealed all spheres around each child and creating a hologram of your own divine essence within your inner child. It is to understand the oneness concept and to understand that all uncertainties will always be answered when you elevate into stillness and become oneness of the many energies of mastery strands of light within your spheres of consciousness. Moving into the eyes of the master and seeing who you are of the diamond spark light essences will keep you focused on the journey ahead that is coming on to Gaia more rapidly each day now and will be heightening in magnitudes of consciousness fields around us as we begin elevating and adapting to these matrix fields, the spheres of light intelligences surrounding us, integrating us and recreating master soul light sparks of light beings within us. Each day now feel these unconditional love fields from Gaia's kingdoms and her elements that is assisting all of us into ascension. When we go into stillness and listen to our heartbeat and blend into the master strand within us and transmit onto others around us and onto Gaia's kingdoms. May we look through the eyes of peacefulness from our master's eyes, begin the dance of the spiral of light every day and move up into the light being as a strand of light, fueling our inner body, our inner mind, our inner being, to just be me. It's master energy. Ni inchu ko badana. We love you. We adorn you with this higher light sphere of adoration, knowing there's a divine orchestration of many, many beings that are ready and welcoming your energy of stillness to connect to them each hour of the day now. It is done. There's a heightened frequency still here. So I just want you to just wiggle your toes a little bit. Move your hands around a little bit. Roll the shoulders around a little bit. And just come back into your room, knowing that when you listen to this replay, you can strengthening that strand of light and build your aura field of higher, higher light essences. And just visualize the beauty of the peacefulness that you just tapped into and the energies of the highest states of love, light, and peace that you gathered into that same light vibration that Mother Teresa did. Just letting go and not becoming a part of everything that's around you, but rather you transmitting into everything that's around you a healing, a transmission of knowledge, and a knowingness that you are walking in spirit of a master being at any given moment. Just transform. And know who you are as a master light being. And I know these energies are going to start evolving even stronger in the next few days as we prepare for the 7-7 gateway. And then after that, the next week, when we step into the 9 codes of consciousness for the empowering matrix fields there, those are advanced teachings, but they're really, really showering you with an insight each month of building a matrix field and building a body. So thank you for joining me tonight. And thank you for feeling the inner grace and the inner peace of who you are. And I know that you'll use this activation for healing your body and elevating your mind to begin your own telepathic connection. So we'll see you in the next couple of weeks on the 7-7 Gateway in July 15th, I believe it is. And then we'll see you on another Telepathic Tuesday. Take good care. Bye-bye.